Gemara understands that the Maimon HaSinai constituted the Geiris for the Klal Yisrael, and all the laws of Geiris about all the future generations are patterned after the laws of Geiris on the occasion of Maimon HaSinai. So the Gemara says that on the occasion of Maimon HaSinai, in the end of Parshas Mishpatim, it's described that they brought special karbonas. So from this we derive that throughout all the generations, whenever a Geir is Mizgayer, he also has to bring karbonas. That's the Gemara increases Daf Tesam and Aleph. So the Gemara raises the question, how is it possible to be Mekabel Geirim after the Churban Beis HaMikdash? They can't bring any korbanos. So the Gemara learns out from the Pasuk, V'chiyogir itchem geir v'dereseichem, that since it's possible, the Pasuk seems to imply that it's possible to accept Geirim throughout all the future generations. So therefore, V'zman shein Beis HaMikdash kaim, the Korban HaGeir is not miyake. But nonetheless, the Mishnah says that if a Geir is Mizgar V'zman Hazeh, if and when the Beis HaMikdash will be built during his lifetime, he will have to bring the Karbanas HaGer. It's not that since he was Nizgar now, he's off the hook. He's not off the hook. In fact, the Mishnah describes that the practice was that after the Churban Bayis Sheni, when a Ger would be Nizgayer, it's very strange. Why there were so many Gerim converting after the Churban Hashem, one would have thought that they were killing Jews right and left. Now, you would have thought that the Jewish religion was so despised and the Jewish people were so downtrodden, which normal guy would want to convert? But apparently there were a lot of Gerim at that time. There were a lot of Gerim. Rabbi Kiva had students who were Gerim, and they added on in a lot Tzedik, Malach Hasidim, Al-Geri HaTzedek, Yoleinu. They added on Al-Geri HaTzedek. Apparently there was a big group of Gerim at that time. So the Mishnah records in Maseches Krisis that after the Churban Bayis, when the Gerim, when his Geir, used to be Mafrish Rova Lakina, they would put aside money. In the event that the Beis HaMikdash should be rebuilt during their lifetime, they should use that money to purchase the Korban HaGer, an oilo. You bring the Korban oilo. If he wants to, he can bring, it's expensive, he can bring an oilo's beima. If he wants to save money, he can bring an oilo soif. The Gemara says, if you bring an oilo soif in a dovah, you can bring one prey to achas. If you bring oilo soif bechayva, because he mechuyiv to agersh and his gayer, he's mechuyiv to bring an oilo. Then the Gemara says, since it's bov bechayva, he has to bring a minimum of two. Because a korban hoif pishle musa is when you have a kan, when you have a pair of two torim or two bnei yoyna. That's basam achreinim say a mishnah is kinim, the yoyer kino printed in the back of the mishnah. It says you can't bring one torim, one ben yoyna. You have to have dafke either two torim or two bnei yoyna. I think the Brisker Rav thinks that he's right. He quotes that in his sefer al Rambam. He thinks he's right. Same thing. The Rambam's opinion is that. On Shalosh Ugolim, you're obligated to bring an oilas riyah. So the way it says printed in our Gemara is, you're only yoytze oilas riyah if you bring oilas beima. If you bring an oilas soif, you're not yoytze. And the Rambam had a different gerus in the Gemara that the Meiri follows there in Chagiga, in the first paragraph of Chagiga, that if you bring an oilas soif, you're also yoytze. So the Mabit writes in his Sefer, Kiriya Sefer, Chibra, he was a contemporary of the Kesem Mishnah in Sfat, and he also wrote a Chibra on the Rambam, but the Kesem Mishnah was more better, so his was more popular. His was printed on the side of the Rambam. So the Kiriya Sefer here and there has a comment on the Rambam. So he writes, according to the Rambam's girsa, according to the Rambam's psak, that you can be yotzan sholosh regolim oilas riya by bringing oilas oif. It'll have to be two because it's an oil habo bechayv. It's not an oil habo benedovam. So again, so the Mishnah says that they used to designate the gerim who in his gair after the churban bayis sheni used to designate money set it aside. That when the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, they'll use that money to purchase the Korban HaGer, the Oilas Riyah. What happened was that after a couple of years, all the money was disappearing. There was so many Gerim, and all the money was disappearing somehow. Maybe the Gerim set it aside, and then after they died, their children didn't know what that money was, so they used the money. So all this Hegdish Digan money was disappearing. So the Mishnah, the Gemara says that Rabbi Yechim Zaka was a chief rabbi for 40 years. The Gemara has a historical tradition. They lived to the age of 120. Gemara says the first 40 years of his life, he was in business and he made $1 million and he put it away in his CD account. Then the next 40 years of his life, he sat and he learned. And at the age of 80, they made him the chief rabbi and he lasted till the age of 120. He was chief rabbi for 40 years, and during his tenure as chief rabbi, he instituted 9 takanas derabbanan. Maybe one is deraisa, and the other 8 are derabbanan, but he made 9 takanas. That's how the Gemara says. So one of the takanas was he was mevatel. This practice that the Gerim used to set aside Rov Alakina, he did away with it because he saw that all the money is disappearing and it's maybe the day Mikshol. So the Avodei Nezer has a tshuva where he, first half of the tshuva, he discusses what's the din zman shebeis hamikdash hayakayim. If a ger would be in his gar and he wouldn't bring the korban hager, do you say that even bizman hamikdash the korban is not miyakev? That's the way it sounds from the Gemara, from the Rambam. It sounds like the korban hager has to be brought. It's a chayv on the ger to bring the korban hager. Kol zman he doesn't bring the korban, he's considered like a tomei who is tovel in a mikvah, who's a mechusi kippurim, that he's not permitted to eat karbonis, not allowed to enter the Beis HaMikdash, not allowed to eat karbonis. So here, a goy is permitted to enter the Beis HaMikdash. He's not a tomei, but a goy is not permitted to eat a karb mishlamim. Karb mishlamim can only be eaten by Jews. So that's how the Gemara increases, Daf Tesam and Al, quotes Matasefta, that the ger, Bizman HaMikdash, who didn't bring his oilos ager, sounds like he's 100% Jewish. It's far from Tominya, it can be the Baal Tekeh, the whole works, it can do everything. The only thing is that he can't eat in Korban Shlom. He's treated like a Mechusik Kippurim. That's the way it sounds in the Rambam. So the Avnei Nezer says, yeah, that's on the one hand. But he raises the possibility that maybe some Rishonim don't agree with that. Maybe some Rishonim, he makes the Yukim. The Yukim are not so compelling at all. He wants to make the Yukim that maybe some Rishonim would think the simple reading of the Tosefta says Beferish like that. So he thinks that maybe the some Rishonim think that Bizman HaMikdash, the Korban HaGer is Leikuvah. That he can't be mitzar from Tominyan, he's not Jewish until he brings the Korban Hager. So then he raises the question, so if Bizman HaMikdash the Korban is Likuva, so how can it be that Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kaim the Korban is not Likuva? If he's happy that Bizman HaMikdash is not Miyakev, so we're the same as Bizman Beis HaMikdash, nothing changed. The same today. If you'll bring a Korban Shlom, and Megir will not be allowed to eat the Shlom. We don't have any Shlom. So the issue doesn't come up. But if you say, the Bizman HaMikdash, the Korban is Likuva, he's not Jewish, he can't be Mitzar from Dominion. And Bizman HaZeh is Jewish, how can it be? So then you have to say this, Gzeres HaKosu L'Deres Eichem. L'Deres Eichem means that Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash HaYikayim, and you were able to do all three, Mila, Tefila, and Korban, then the Korban is Likuva. Bizman She, that it's impossible to do Korban, then the Korban is not Miyake. So with this he understands, if he's pushing to say this has... So with this he understands, why does the Gemara record that the Gerim were the only ones who set aside money for the Oilas Hager, for the Korban Hager? No one was ever Mechal Shabbos B'Shoigeg? No one ever ate on Yom Kippur B'Shoigeg? Whoever did an Aver B'Shoigeg, which is Dona Koris and Shigigos HaChatos, is Chai V'Chatos. So Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kaim, you can't bring the Chatos. How come they didn't set aside money? Why is only the Gerim set aside money? Why didn't everyone who was Chai V'Chatos? Okay, there was nobody who was Baal Shivcha Haruf. Okay, that I can imagine. Nobody who was Baal Shivcha Haruf. But no one was Machal Shabbos B'Shege. Nobody ate Chometz B'Pesach B'Shege by mistake. How can it be? Why does it only say that the Ger? So he says, no, that's the answer. Why? Because what are you going to accomplish by setting aside money? Set aside money. Kol zman you're not makriv the korban. Kol zman you're not zerk the dam of the korban. Hechshe you're not yotze the kapara. So you don't accomplish anything by setting aside money. But by the Gerish and his Gayer, whatever he's able to do is Likuva in the Geris. Whatever he's not able to do is not Miyakim. So he has the ability to be Mafrish the money. So since that he can do, so that's Ma'ake. If you should say that Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdash HaYikayim, the Hakrovas HaKorban was Ma'ake, so true, Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdash HaYikayim, he can't be Makrib the Korban, so that's not Miyakim. Whatever he can't do is not Miyakim. But Hakdoshas, the Kedushas Domim Lamizbeach, that he can do Bizman HaZeh. So that's why the Gemara says only the Gerim Shein is Gairah were Mafrish Roi V'Lekinim. Because that Kozman, they're not Mafrish the money, that would be Likuva. So then he says, no, if that's the Pshat, Acharif is the Pshat, if that's the Pshat, so how could Rabbi Yechanan Ben Zakkai, how could that be one of the nine Takanas of Rabbi Yechanan Ben Zakkai that he abolished the practice of the Gerim setting aside the money? He just said that it's Ma'ake. He just said a Chiddush. The reason why the other Mechalei Shabbos B'Shegeg were not mafrish money to bring the korban chatzis because it didn't accomplish anything. But by the ger, it did accomplish. It was likuva by the ger. So how can Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai abolish it? So he says, once he made a prohibition with the rabbanon that you're not allowed to do it, so the mele, that's also impossible to do. So he can't be mafrish over the kina either. So since he can't do it, so that's not miyakev. Kozman that there's no gzera the rabbanon, you are able to be mafrish the money, put aside the money. So the hafrash of the money is likuva. This whole pilpul, this is a harifus. Avnei Nezer is always harifus. This whole harifus is all on the assumption that Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdash HaYikayim, the hakrovas hakorban was likuva. The Pashup Pshat in the Gemara is not so. Pashup Pshat is the way it says in the Rambam. Afilu bizman shebeis hamikdash hayikayim, the hakrovas hakarbon is not likuv in the geiris, he would have the status of a mechusei kippur.
Can one bring a Korban Pesach for Zman Azera?
There were periods of time after the Korban Bashan that they brought Korban Pesach. You have Reis and Nigmar. If the Ger would participate in the Korban Pesach, that's the Arsameach has that Chiddush. If the Ger is Nizgayer soon before Pesach, so he can rely on the Korban Pesach, that'll serve as the Korban Geris. If he's Mizgayer any other season of the year, then we would recommend he should bring an oil, bring a Korban oil. That's the Arsameach's Chiddush. He has Reis to be Mechadish like that. I don't know. How could it be? It's a harifus, very big harifus.
Pashup
Pshat even Zman HaMikdash was not Miyakev. It was Miyakev, he had the status of Mechusei Kippurim, Gershon is Geyer. Has a mitzvah to bring a korban hager, korban oila, and that oila, Kolzmani doesn't bring the oila, so he's not allowed to eat it. Korban shlamin, he's like a mechusei kippur. The bulk of the parsha is not dealing with the Maimon HaSinai story with the korban hager. The majority of the parsha has all of nezikin eila mishpatim ashtosim lefneim. Rabban in his commentary Chumash explains that the Torah is now elaborating on the Aseres Hadibros, on the details of the Aseres Hadibros. So in the Aseres Hadibros it says, Loi Sachmoid. Loi Signoiv is referring to Gonev Nefoshos HaKos Medaber. Rashi quotes from the Tanoim on Parshas Yisro. It's a Dabar HaLomim Eyon. It's written next to Loi Sirtzoch and Loi Sinov that has a punishment of Mises Bezdin. So Loi Signoiv doesn't go on Genevus Mammon, it goes on Genevus Nefosh. Not that Genevus Mammon Chalila is Mutter. Genevus Mammon is also, but it's not this Pasuk and Aseres Hadibros, it's a different Pasuk. And Aseres Hadibros is something more chomer than Loi Signoiv Vebat Mammon. It's not even allowed to Loi Sachmot, and not even allowed to desire to have the property that someone else has. Even before I go and I steal it. When I have the desire in my mind to go get it, and then I go take it, it's a Gloy Muslim Afri. I was in violation of Loi Sachmot when I had the desire. So the Ramban says that Parshas Mishpatim is coming to elaborate, to give us the details of Loi Sachmot. What are you not allowed to be chaymed? Someone broke my window and he owes me $100. I'm not allowed to have a desire to ask him for the $100. No. When I have a schus mamon, I'm permitted. I have the right to ask him for the money. If he don't have a schus mamon, if he's not obligated to pay me the money, then I desire, I want him to pay me money for no good reason. He was mazik me ayidei groma. Groma ben azik in his potus. And now I have a desire to pressure him to pay me. So that's a lava. You're not allowed to develop a desire to take something from someone else if he has the schus mamon on it. So the Torah has to tell you who has the schus mamon. The Torah always has to establish who has the schus mamon. Whoever is entitled to the mamon, so if someone else is trying to take away his mamon, he's like a raidif. Not a raidif nitan latzila ben afshe. He's a raidif, he's improperly desiring someone else's mamon. The Gemara later in Gitnan daf peches on the days has a comment on the pasuk Ela mishpatam ashtosim lifneihem, that it means that the din of Torah should be presented to dayanim smuchim lifneihem lo lifnei hadyoites. Ela mishpatim ashtosim lifneihem, a din Torah should be brought in the presence of dayanim smuchim. Then the Gemara Baba Kama daf tezvav and aleph has a different level of interpretation, a different pshat in the same pasuk Ela mishpatam ashtosim lifneihem. You should present the dinim of dinim mamonis to the men and the women, that the men and the women are both subject, they're all subject to these laws. Hishva kosav ishaliish l'chol dinim shabat Torah. That the women have the same dinim as the men with respect to dinim mamonis. You have to have a pasuk each time. The Torah is written b'loshon zohar. In Hebrew, there's no neutral gender. Either you're writing b'loshon zohar, you're writing b'loshon nekev. In English, there's no, it's the same verb. But in Hebrew, everything is written, in the Torah, everything is written b'loshon zohar. So the Gemara has to have a pasuk to indicate that women also have the same status. Hishva kosav ish lish. Unless it says ish, if it says ish, then often we'll darshan ish v'lo isha, or sometimes we'll darshan ish prat l'kotten. We won't darshan ish prat l'isha. So each case you have to figure out. So that's what Tosfos points out, that kol ha'tarkos is written m'loshon zocher, and this pasuk So on this level of interpretation, it means Moshe Rabbeinu should present all the dinim to the Hamoinam. Lifneim doesn't refer to the Dayanim. You should present the Din Torah to the Dayanim Smuchim. You should present the halachas of dinim to the Hamoinam. Men and women are included. Hishvakos of Yishliyish, the Chaladinim Shabbatur. So Tosis later on Peches on the base raises the question, can you combine the two? If you say the word Lifneim means men and women, and the word Lifneim means rabbis, it means you can have women rabbis. It's the chabad favor shirai. You can have women rabbis. So yishik sheir alodna. A women, you have to have smicha in order to be done. Zer l'salchlos. You have to have smicha. So you give smicha to women, and you can have a din Torah. Three women rabbis can make a din Torah. Two men and one woman, or two women and one man. You can have. So Tosis asks, is that possible or not? They're not sure. Two opinions in Tosis. Tosis doesn't raise two opinions whether women can get smicha. That apparently doesn't bother them. They're just wondering, can an Isha serve as a Dayanet in a Din Torah? What's the issue? Why not? Because there's a Mishnah in Nida that says whoever is included in A is automatically included in B, but there are people included in B who are not included in A. So they have a whole list of Mishnahs like that. Any fish that has kaskeses, has scales, certainly has fins, but there are animals, the sea animals that have. There are fish and there are other sea animals. They have fins, they have no scales. So in order to check whether any sea animal is kosher, you just have to check to see if it has fins. You have to check to see if it has scales. And all series of Mishnah is like that. So then there's one Mishnah that says, whoever is kosher ladun, whoever is kosher to serve as a dayan is automatically kosher ladus. Just because someone is kosher ladus doesn't necessarily mean that it's kosher the dayanus. Let's say a guy does no shulchan aruch. He's kosher ladus, but he's not kosher the dayanus. A simple case. And more cases the Gemara has. So the Mishnah says whoever is pasul eidus is automatically pasul adayanus. That's what it implies in the Mishnah. Whoever is kosher to serve as a dayan is clearly kosher eidus. The Tosfos says no. If a woman is pasul eidus, that's a Mishnah. There's no room for negotiation. It's a Mishnah in Shavuos. The Aflam and Amanal. So a woman is pasul eidus, so should follow automatically. A woman is pasul adayanus. So they're raising the question, but on the one hand, lifnei means men and the women, and lifnei means the rabbis are smicha. You should present the din Torah. These are two different levels of interpretation. Eva mishpatam shetosim lifneiem. Moshe Rabbeinu should present all the dinim to the men and the women because the women are just as obligated as the men. And eva mishpatam shetosim lifneiem. But din Torah should be brought in front of dayanim smuchim. They're totally different in levels of interpretation. So Tosfos wants to know, is it okay to combine the two or not? Can you say Lifnei means the Dayanim Smuchim, men and women? Maybe these are two different interpretations, and you can combine the two. It's not that Dayanim can be men or women. So Tosfos says, yes, isn't it a Beferish and Mishnah Nida? It says, whoever it implies, whoever is Pasalei, is a Pasalei Dayanim. So Tosfos makes a suggestion, maybe that Klal only applies to men. What does that mean? That if a man is a Ganav, so just like it says, and today said, "Ral Toshi Zotchem Rosha Lios Eit Chomas." A ganav is pasul eidus, so a ganav is also pasul to serve as a dayan. Well, let's say someone is a korib. So we have a pasuk liyum sovus abanim bottom liyum salovus. So the Gemara interprets that the pasuk means liyum sovus beedus bottom, the bottom liyum so beedus sovus. That pasuk is the source for the din that krayv mapsulim leidus. That's how the Gemara interprets pasuk pshat in that pasuk. It's not really Pasha Pshat. The Rishonim explains it's not Pasha Pshat because it says in Sefer Shmuel that it says Beferish that they didn't kill the children because of the sins of the fathers to fulfill what it says in Torah Moshe Leim Sovas Albanim. So the Gemara said the Pasuk in Sefer Shmuel says Beferish Leim Sovas Albanim means you don't punish the children because of the sins of the fathers. So the Rishonim explained that this interpretation that the Gemara gave, Liyim Sovis Albanim, Liyim Sovis Beidus Banim, this is an additional level of interpretation. The Pshutu Shal Mikra is the way it says in the King James translation, that you're not allowed to punish the fathers because of the sins of the children, not allowed to punish the sins of the children because of the sins of the fathers. A lot of times what it says in the King James translation is not even Pshutu Shal Mikra, it's not even Emes. But over here, that's the Pshutu Shal Mikra. And what the Gemara says, Liyim Sovis Beidus Banim, that's an additional level of interpretation. So that's what Tosfos suggests. On Peches on the base in Gittin. Maybe that Mishnah Nida that said that implies whoever is Pasulet is also Pasulet. Maybe it only applies with respect to men in the category of men. So any man is Pasulet, namely because of Karav or because of Russia, is automatically Pasulet Dayanus. Whatever Pasulet is automatically also a pasulas v'dayan. Maybe it doesn't apply to women. Just because a woman is psula leidus may not necessarily carry over to dayanas. Why not? Why should it only apply to men, not apply to women? So Rav Soloveitchik thought of pshat and tesis was along the lines of the tumim, that the Nesivis and Chayshim Mishpat quotes from the Urim and Tumim, that's the Rebbe Rabbi Yenis and Eibishitz, that he has a chiddush, that if you have three witnesses come to court and they testify, one of them is Nimtzech and Menein and Korav Apostle, one of them is a Korav and one of them is a Rasha, so you can't even accept the testimony of the two Kosher Eidim. So Rabbi Yenis and Eibishitz writes in the Urim and Tumim, that's a commentary on Chayshim Mishpat, he writes, there are six people that this klal doesn't apply to. If you have Cherish Oitav Katna, Eved Isha Akum, he thinks these six people, they're not called Edom at all. It's not that they're Edom Sulim. You can't say Nimtzech and Menha Edom Karv Apostle. You had three witnesses testified and one of them was Apostle, so the other two can't be accepted either. Let's say three came to Bezdin and they told the whole story. Then it turns out one of the three was a monkey, was a parrot. So you're going to say Nimtzech and Menha Edom Karv Apostle. A parrot knows how to talk Yiddish. He says the whole story what he saw. So that's a dove pasha. That's not nimtzech menedim kar pasha. A parrot doesn't have a dinate at all. So the tumim says, and the sivis quote says, he thinks the same is true by cherushoy to bekotna eved akamisha. They don't have a shame aid at all. You can't say nimtzech min ha'edim kar pasha. They don't have an aid. They never kosher aidus. A Russia can do tshuva, he'll be kosher aidus. He's an aid pasha. A Korav is Pasulaitis for his relative, but for other people, he is Kosulaitis. But these six are not in the Parsha of Edis at all. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik thought. He thought that that's what Tesis was driving at. And Isha is Psula Laedis, but she's not Psula possibly, that one opinion of Tesis, two opinions. She's not Psula LeDayanis. Why? Because Isha is not a Psula in Edis. Isha is not in the Parsha of Edis. These six people don't have a Dinate at all. Ashenikain, a man who's a Korav or a Rasha, so the paslos of Kurva or Rishas, just like it passels Leidus, it passels also Lidayanus. But Isha, it's not that there's a paslos Leidus. She's not in the Parsha of Edis at all. So he gave us a mushal. The Gemara seems to say in the last parak in Yuma, first half in the last parak in Yuma, that a Melech is pasel Leidus min HaTorah. That's a simple pshat in the Gemara. And Melech is Pasuleidus Min HaTorah. Rav Shach has in his sefer that you see that the Rambam doesn't agree. The Rambam didn't read the Gemara like that. The Rambam held that not that the Melech is Pasuleidus. Melech is not Mukhiyev to go testify, but if he comes and he testifies, he would accept his testimony. But that's Mechudish Diga Rambam. The simple reading in the Gemara is that Melech is Pasuleidus Min HaTorah. That's what Rav Soloveitchik said, that there are those who misunderstood the Gemara. The fact that the Mishnah says that Isha Psula Leidus, so they thought that, you see, the rabbis looked down on women and they considered the women like a hechwit, like a cherushet to be cut, and it's Psula Leidus, and Isha is also Psula Leidus. So he used to say, well, the Melech HaMashiach is Psula Leidus. Melech HaMashiach is going to be such a tzaddik and such a novi and a genius. It's also going to be Psula Leidus, but not Torah, the Gemara says. So just because somebody is Psula Leidus doesn't necessarily mean that he's on a low level. Maybe other rabbi because on such a high level, Melech HaMashiach, the Pashim Shat, a Melech, he's picked a Melech HaMashiach, that we all look up, and he's going to be such a great Navi and such a great genius and so on, such a great Talmud Chacham. Every Melech, you must make it then, every Melech is Pasul Eidus, because only one is Kosher Eidus if he's subject to the Yisr Im Lo Yagid Benasa Avayna. If you're Mechuyev to come to court to testify, then we can accept you with your testimony. But if you're not mechuyev to come to court, the melech is not mechuyev to come to court to testify. It's beneath his dignity. So since he's not mechuyev to come, he's not subject to the isur of im lo yagid menasa v'aynai. So therefore, even if he comes, you can't accept his testimony. Some suggest that that's the reason why the women are postulators, because it'll be beneath their dignity to require of a woman that she should appear in court and testify. In Shulchan Aruch, they quote that the practice of the Rimagash was the Rambam's father was the Talmud of the Rimagash. Rimagash was the Talmud of the Rif. So the practice of the Rimagash is quoted in the Mechaber Shulchan Aruch was that when they had a dinter between a man and a woman, so instead of requiring of the woman she should appear in the Bezdin, he would go to her home to have the dinter. Because in the days of the Rimagash, mitam tznius, the women didn't walk around, they didn't go to Bezdin. So the woman would feel uncomfortable if you would send her a hazmona, she has to come to court come appear in the rabbi's home. So he would accommodate the woman, the Rimugash would accommodate, he would have the din Torah in the woman's home. So that's what some Sfarim suggest like this, that maybe that's talked to the same reason why the Melech is Pasleid, is because he's not subject to him, lo yagad v'nas avaynoi. Maybe women are also, maybe that's the reason why we can't accept their testimony, because they're not subject to the din of him, lo yagad. It's a called Kvuda Bas Melech Penimo, it's a Pchisus HaKovet to require of a woman that she has to appear in court and come and testify. So the Mishnah says that a melech loy don. A melech is not allowed to serve as a dayan. And the Gemara says that's only with the Rabbanim. And that Gzeira the Rabbanim is introduced when Shem Meshetach flipped his lid and he killed all the Rabbanim. And the Gemara says that Gzeira the Rabbanim doesn't apply to Malchi Beis Dovid. So how can it be? But a melech is pasuleidis min haTorah. We have a klal, whoever is pasuleidis is pasuleid dayanus. So shouldn't it follow that every melech is pasuleidis min haTorah? Shouldn't it pasuleid dayanus? Rav Soloveitchik said, no, it's not that the melech is pasulaitis. Since the melech is not the way Rashi says on the Gemara, since the melech is not subject to the din of him, so the melech, we can't accept this testimony, but it's not that he has a strike against him, it's not that there's a paslus against him. When you have a paslus, le'edus, like kurva, or like rishis, when the paslus of kurva or rishis, so that also serves as a pasulus of Dayanus. But a melech is pasulatus, doesn't mean pasulatus. We can't accept this testimony. So it could be the rishus, the same thing. Those are the two opinions in the Tosfos. In Shulchan Aruch, the accepted view is that a woman cannot serve as a dayanet. So the Pesachei Tshuva on the bottom of the page points out that in the Sefer Achinuch, he always tells you which mitzvahs apply to women also, which mitzvahs only apply to men. So he says, all the dinim, not taking shoychad, not being matem mishpat, lasat mishpat evyoincha, and so on, all the dinim only apply to men, don't apply to women, because the Sefer Achinuch writes, a woman cannot serve as a dayanet. So the Sefer Achinuch is assuming that women, ish is psula ladun. But when it comes to the other dinim, about paskening shailas, which other dinim are those? About a shikar asa lahoris. So one, a person who's drunk is not about a paskin. So the Sefer Achinuch writes, this woman, this din applies equally to men and to women. So when does it apply to women? I mean, if the woman's going to paskin a shayla. If someone asks a shayla of a woman, not in a din Torah. The dinim that apply to a dayan in a din Torah, the Sefer Achinuch writes, don't apply to women, because anisha is not ksheira to serve as a dayanet. But paskin, if a woman knows hilchas nida, if a woman knows hilchas tefillah, so she can paskin. A woman knows hilchas tumas kohanim, so let her paskin. A man can't paskin unless he knows. It's not a din only men can paskin. If a man does know, he can't paskin. If a woman does know, so she can't paskin. That's what the Pesachei Tshuva points out from the Sefer Achinuch. They say, they told me that in Torah Vadas, Rav Yanky Kamenetsky used to point this out to the students. He was fond of pointing out this Pesachei Tshuva, who points out that the Sefer Achinuch says like that. That a woman is a psula lodun, but she's k'sheira to paskin shailas. There are two different institutions in Eved Ivri and in Eved Kenayni. The dinim are very, very different. And Eved Kenayni is Yotze B'Shen V'Yayin, the Parsha says in Eved Ivri. It's not Yotze B'Shen V'Yayin. What's the din of Shen V'Yayin? If you knock out the Shen V'Yayin of an Eved Kenayni, so he's Yotze L'Cheres. Does he need a... What do you mean he's Yotze L'Cheres? You're not allowed to be Meshabed him any longer. You're not allowed to hold on to him and continue to make him work for you. The minute that you knocked out the Shen V'Yayin, well, Eved Yotze B'Shen V'Yayin, the Gemara says in Bava Kama and Dafayin Beis, is a knas. In this parsha, some of the dinim are momen, some of the dinim are knas, some of the dinim are kapar. So the Gemara says, Eved Yotze B'Shen V'Yayin is really a knas, and it only applies if you have a bezin of shloshes smuchim and a paskin. If you don't have bezin of shloshes smuchim, so let's say bezman hazeh. We don't have any slaves. Lincoln freed the slaves, but theoretically, you could have had avadim k'nayim bisman hazeh, but they wouldn't be able to be yotze b'shen v'yai, because for that you need a bezdan shloshes smuchim ladin eknosis. We don't have any smicha bisman hazeh, so you can't have that din. So the Gemara in Kiddushin, the end of the first parak, has a discussion of the details of the halach of shen v'yai. Gemara presents a three-way machlekes hatanoim. When the nevet k'nayim is yotze b'shen v'yayin, does he need a shtashich or does he not need a shtashich? What does it mean? You don't need a shtashich or once the bezin paskins that is yotze b'shem b'yayin, so the adon is not allowed to be meshabed him anymore. The adon is not allowed to make him work for him anymore. It means that the kinyan moment is paka. The machlokes hatanoim is, does it need a shtar shichur to cancel the kinyan iser? Maybe knocking out the Shem B'Yayin and the Psak of the Bezdin only cancels the Kinyan Mam and doesn't cancel the Kinyan Issa. So this is where that whole concept comes from. We assume that when you own an Ever Knani, you have both a Kinyan Mam and a Kinyan Issa. That's how there's a Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel later in Gittin and Gimel also. Hamafker Abdoi, have an Ever Knani, and Hamafker the Ever Knani, so Hefker is Chal on the Kinyan Mam. So what's the story with the Kinyan Issa? Do you say Kinyan Issa cannot exist independently of the Kinyan Mammon? So since I was mafka the Abiknaina, the Kinyan Mammon disappears, vanishes into thin air because of the Hefka, so the Kinyan Issa also vanishes into thin air? Or do you say no? Like you say by Shem V'Yayin, the Abiknaina is Yotze L'Cheres Batzorch Yet Shichur. You see that you can, we paskin that you can maintain a Kinyan Issa, even though there's no Kinyan Mammon. So that's how we paskin over here also. This is a Machlekes Amoraim, Rabbi Shmuel. Here we pass an Oscar. I'm after Abdul Yotzel Lecheres. The Abiknaini is Yotzel Lecheres. But the Hefker is not Chal on the Kinyan Issa. So the Abiknaini still needs a Shtar Shichur to cancel the Kinyan Issa. So the two opinions in the Tanoim in the end of the first Perek in Kedushin by Shem B'Yayin. He does need a Shtar Shichur, does need a Shtar Shichur. Then there's a Tano who splits. And he says it depends. On Shem B'Yayin, which is mentioned in Torah Shevichsav explicitly, there you don't need a Shtar Shichur. The knocking out the Shem V'Yayin and the Bezdin of Shlosha Smuchim Paskins, the Knas, says Yotze L'Cheres, no need for Shtar Shichur to cancel the Kinyan Issa. But on the Shah Rashi Evarim, which is only Dibrei Sofrim, and that you do need a Shtar Shichur. What does that mean? A difference between the Din that says Torah Shebechsav and Torah Shebalpeh. Why should that be so? Very strange. If it's a Din Deraisa, why should you distinguish? So Tosis over there is surprised at this opinion. The Taisa says what it probably means is that you need a Shtar Shichur mid the Rabbanim. We recommend you should give it. Because not everybody knows all the drushas of the Torah Shabbat Peh. What it says in Chumash, everybody knows. Halavai. What it says in Chumash, everybody knows. So if the Adon knocks out the Shem V'Yayin of the Eben and the Bez is going to pass on his Yotze L'Cheres, and then the Adon, after a year or two, is going to say, he's going to catch up with his Eved Knani, he's going to say, hey, come back. I own you. Why did you run away? Come back. So the Eved will say, no, you knocked out my tooth, you knocked out my eye, Shem V'Yayin. And it says in the Chumash, and everybody knows that. And therefore I was Yotze L'Cheres. So everybody will understand the situation, and no one will side with the Adon, they'll all side with the Eved. But the Shah Rosh Eivarim, Olachov Talad Rosh Eivarim, not everybody knows that Torah Shabal Peh, that halacha. So since not everybody knows it, so we recommend that since it's Divrei Seferim and not everybody knows it, so therefore we would recommend that you should give the Eved a Shtar Shichur to prevent trouble in the future. In case the Yodon will want to be Chayza Mishabit Bo, so the Eved will be able to produce a Shtar Shichur. No, that the Yodon gave me a Shtar Shichur that I am free. That's how Tosis interprets. But the Rashba quotes other Rishon who disagree. No, that Meikar Adin Deraisa, there's a difference. That a din that says in Torah Shebichsav is more powerful than a din that's only learned out through the Torah Shebal Peh. That's a fantastic chiddush. The Torah Shebichsav cancels, then the din of Shem V'Yayin, which is Torah Shebichsav, cancels both the Kinyan Mammon and the Kinyan Issa. And the din of the Shah Rosh Eivarim, Mechav Talad Rosh Eivarim, that's only known through Divrei Seferim, Torah Shebal Peh, that only cancels the Kinyan Mammon and it doesn't cancel the Kinyan Issa. So that's what the Rambam often writes, that this is Divrei Seferim. He uses the expression Divrei Seferim. The Gemara often, the Mishnayos often use the expression Divrei Seferim to mean that something is a din derabbanan. So the Rambam has that expression also. Then when the Rambam also uses the expression Divrei Seferim for dinam deraisa that are nidrash, that only learned out through the drushes of the Torah Shebal Peh. The Rambam splits. And the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam says that you only include in the Taryag Mitzvahs. The Gemara says in the end of Makkos, there's 613 mitzvahs. The Rambam claims you only include those mitzvahs that are explicit in Torah Shebichsav. You don't include Torah Shebal Peh. So the Ramban has a whole attack against the Rambam. Why is he not including Torah Shebal Peh? What's the matter? He doesn't believe that Torah Shebal Peh is Menat Torah. He thinks it was invented by the rabbis, Menat Rabbanim. He has a whole attack. No, he doesn't. The Rambam doesn't deny that it's Menat Torah. But you have this Gemara has like that. There's a difference on the level of the Raisa between a din that's Torah Shebichsav and a din that's Torah Shebal Peh. That's in fact how the Rambam, the case of Mishnah, points out on the first page in Hilchos Ishus. The Rambam writes that there are three ways to make Kiddushin. Kesef Shtar Rubiyah, the opening Mishnah in Kiddushin. But the Rambam writes that Shtar Biyah is Dvar Torah, that's Torah Shebetzav, and Kesev is only Divrei Sofim, is Torah Shebal Peh. Where did the Rambam get that from, that Kesev is Torah Shebal Peh? And what's the significance? What's the relevance of mentioning it? So the Kesev Mishnah says the Rambam got it from the Gemara. That the Gemara says in Gittin and in Ksubis and in other places, Bava Basra, the Gemara says that sometimes the rabbis declare that a marriage is null and void. So the Gemara says, Tainach, this I understand they have the ability to declare that the marriage is null and void, the Kodesh Bekaspo. Because Kiddush Kesev is only Torah Shebal Peh. So Yeshkech, Biar Chachamim Lakor, to be Matav and Eishes Ish Lashuk, even though it's Kumbi Asay, because the Iser of Lysinov over there is not Torah Shebal Chzav, it's not. We pass Ein Kerch B'Yachachayim Laka Dovim Min HaTorah B'Kum V'Yasei. Dovim Min HaTorah means if it's Torah Shebichsav, but it's only Torah Shebal Peh. It's a Din D'Araisa, but the Yesh Kerch Laka B'Kum V'Yasei. So the Kesev Mishnah says that's how the Rambam read that Gemara. Tenach the Kodesh B'Kaspo. If the man was Kodesh D'Isha B'Kesev, then they have the rabbis have the ability to be Mafkei B'Kos Kedusha Kesev. It's only Torah Shebal Peh. So Yesh Kerch Laka Afilu B'Kum V'Yasei. The Kodesh Kodesh Bishtara, Kodesh Bidbiya Ma'ika Lamemer, because Kedusha Bia, Kedusha Shtar, that's Torah Shebichsav. So the Kesev Mishnah says on the first page in the Rambam, in Hilchos Ishus, that's where the Rambam got it from. And this Gemara also, the way the Rashba says, the Gemara is distinguishing by Shen V'Yayin, it's Torah Shebichsav, so you don't need, one Tana holds, you don't need a Shtar Shichur. Now Shenikin Shtar Rosh Evarim, so that's only known through the Torah Shebal Peh. So there, one Tana holds that you do need a Shtar Shichur. So you see, Tanoim are distinguishing between Divrei Sofer from a Din D'Oraisa that's only known through the Rosh of the Torah Shebal Peh, as opposed to a Din D'Oraisa that's known from the Torah Shebichsav itself. We have a pasuk in Parshas Noach right after the Mabul. So it says one is not allowed to commit suicide. That pasuk is speaking to the Bnei Noach, but even though it's not talking to the Jewish people, it's quoted out in Torah. Baruch Shalom is telling Noach, the Gemara assumes that it applies to the Jews as well. The pasuk that says it applies to the Jews. So there's another pasuk that says there, Shofech dam ha'odam ba'odam dam yishofech. So the pasuk, the reading of the pasuk, Shofech dam ha'odam kama, if you murder someone, ba'odam dam yishofech, he'll get Mises Bezen. Bezdin will administer. Don't just rely on Nisi B'dei Shamayim, but Adam Dami Yishafech, the Bezdin, will give him the death penalty. The Gemara has an additional level of interpretation in Pasuk, Shafech, Dam Ha'adam Ba'adam. If you kill a person that's inside of another person, it means a fetus, means you kill a baby before it's born. Damo Yishafech, one who kills an Uber is Chaymis. So the Mishnah says in Nida that it didn't ben Yomo. If a baby is born, the same day that he's born, you're never golem. If you kill a baby, you're chayv mis. Implying that if you kill a uber, you're not chayv mis. So that's what the Rishonim ask. How did the Tanoim know that din, that one who kills an uber is not chayv mis? Ben Noach is never gal uberim. If a non-Jew kills an uber, non-Jew performs an abortion, so he's chayv mis. That's based on the pasuk. Shofech dam ha'odam ba'odam. But the other pasuk right next to it, achaz dimcha nashasech medresh, even though speaking to Bnei Noach, is carried over to Yisrael. So how did the Tanoim know that this pasuk, Shofech dam ha'odam ba'odam, that if you kill an uber, you chayv mis, how did they know that that only applies to Bnei Noach and doesn't carry over to Yisrael? So the Miri says the Tanoim knew it because of the pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim. We have a din in Parshas Mishpatim of the Nevelodis. Ki notzu anoshim v'nokfu isho hara, v'yotzu yelodeha, and the woman does not die. And the woman doesn't die. Then it says, the one who killed the uber is muhiyef to pay the mehu uber. However, but if the woman dies, then we say, kom lebi derabine, and you don't have to pay. So why do we only apply kom lebi derabine and masan yiyah if the woman is killed? If you kill the uber, kill the uber should also become lebi derabine. So you see the fairish on the pasuk, the one who kills an uber is not chayim misa. So that's how the rabbis knew that that pasuk in Parshas Noach that says, shafech dam ha'adam ba'adam, if you kill an uber, you chayim misa, dam ha'yishafech, that only applies to Bnei Noach. That doesn't carry over to Bnei Yisrael, because here you see in Parshas Mishpatim that there's no kom lebi derabine by killing an uber. Why does it say Benasan Biflilim? What does that mean? Biflilim means the Beis Din will force him. The Targum Onkelos writes, when Asam Biftalim, the Iten al Meimar Dayanaya, the Dayanim will paskin that is Mukhayev to pay the Demeval orders. Why doesn't it just say, Odish Yanish Kashi Yashal Balu Isha? What's added on by Benasam Biflilim? So the Parim Yafes has an interesting shot. Parim Yafes is by the Haflor. He wrote his sefer on Chumash. The Haflor was a Talmud of, he was a Chassidish. He was the brother of the Rebbe Reb Shmalka. He was a Talmud of the Mezritcha Magid, who was a Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov. So a lot of times he quotes the Magid. He quotes the Mezritcha Magid in his sefer. So when he took the Rabbanis in Frankfurt, he and his brother, they both left Poland. They learned by the Mezritcha Magid, Chassidus. And they both took Rabbanis in Germany. Very strange. The Rebbe Reb Shmalka was Rabbi Nicholsberg, and he was in Austria, whatever, and he was a rabbi in Frankfurt. So his son was brought up, the Haflor's son was brought up as a real Yekid. So he hated Chassidus. He hated Chassidus. So when he was about to print his father's sefer, so every time the Parim Yafes, every time father quoted the Mezritcha Magid, so he left it out. So every so often the Magid Mishnah suffered because he quotes Harava Magid, and the son didn't realize that he meant the Magid Mishnah. He thought that he meant the Mezritcha Magid. So never the Magid Mishnah had to suffer because of the Mezritcha Magid. So he has a very nice comment. They quote this in the name of Rabbi Elbala Soloveitchik also, but the Panim Yafes came a few centuries before Rabbi Elbala Soloveitchik. So the Pasuk says, Mosen Yiyeh, if the woman loses her life, but not Klishar, if the woman gets killed, then it's Kamlevi the Rabbi, and you don't pay. So what's the din of Kamlevi the Rabbi? You don't pay at all? So Rashi and Taisu say, Esna Nasa Terafil Bo Alimoi, that's a Gemara in Baba Kama that I find on the day, is that even if you have a case of Kamla Bidirabine, but still the Balot Sedesha Mayim, you should pay. So that's how the Pasuk says. Imlo Yiya Osan, if the woman doesn't get killed, Onishi Onish, she has to pay the Mevelodais, Venosan Bechlilim, the Bezdim will make him pay. Imosan Yiya, then the Bezdim will not make him pay, but Balot Sedesha Mayim should pay the Mevelodais anyway. Any case of Kamla Bidirabine, the Balot Sedesha Mayim should pay. But it's not going to be v'nosam b'chlim. That's why the pasuk adds on v'nosam b'chlim. So I'll call upon him from the contrast of the two psukim. In lo yeh yosan onish yonish pay. In masan yeh, if the woman gets killed, then kam levi the rabbinay. So you see that there's no kam levi the rabbinay if you kill an uber. You see that you're not chay nisa.
Wait, this is kalin machlokes rabbi and nachachamim. This kalin marogazer
v'harogazer. There's a machlokes rabbi and nachachamim how to translate the phrase masan yeh v'nasata nefesh tachas nefesh. What does that mean? So one Tana says, it's niskam and laragazeh baharagazeh ki notza anoshim. The Gemara says, benitzel shedemisa kosimadav. How did it happen? If I give him a sock that a woman got killed, how did that happen? Ki notza anoshim not kli shahar, when the woman dies, how can it be? The answer is, we're talking about mitzel shedemisa kosimadav. Ki notza anoshim, they're trying to kill each other, the two people. And then by mistake, instead of killing the other person, I killed the woman. So that's a machlekes hatanaim. He say, imasan yeh, if the woman gets killed, one tana holds. And that's not the nefesh tachas nefesh. He's chayiv misa. He's kamen laragazeh baharagazeh. He's chayiv misa. And the other tanaim disagree and they say no. Imasan yeh, when that's not the nefesh tachas nefesh means that since theoretically there's a chayiv misa, he did ritzicha, but lemaisa you don't give the oynish misa because niskamen laragazeh baharagazeh is off the hook. So nonetheless, it accomplishes kam lebi de rabbine. You don't have to pay the mamon. So that's a machlokes satanaim. How do you translate when a satan nefesh tachas nefesh, literally nefesh tachas nefesh, he gets the death penalty because this kamal argazeh bahar gazeh is chayiv misa? Or no, the Raman paskins that you're not chayiv misa. This kamal argazeh bahar gazeh is pater. So the pasuk just means it'll be kam lebi de rabbine.
Even if you say
Niskavim Aruch
is Potter, we still say
King? Yeah, that's what the Gemara says. It'll become Levi the Rabbinate. That's the Mashmos of the Pasuk. And the first Pasuk says, V'nasam B'flilim. Second Pasuk, V'nasam Yeh, you don't pay. You don't pay the Dmei V'lotus. You don't pay the Dmei V'lotus. It'll become Levi the Rabbinate. Exactly, we assume that killing an Uber is an Issa deraisa. That's how the Tosis points out. you look in the Stechem and he quotes there are three different opinions regarding killing an Uber. So some Acharonim write that it's Mutter. He writes that it's Mutter. So, and some Acharonim hold that it's an Issa Derabban, and some Acharonim hold that it's an Issa Derais. So the first two opinions are not accepted. The accepted opinion is that it is an Issa Derais, because Tosfos proves from the Gemara that it's an Issa Derais. Killing Uber is an Issa Derais. How do you see from the Gemara? Because a Ben Noach is Chayv Nisa for killing an Uber. So the Gemara says, Mika Midi, is there such a thing that for Ben Noach it's also with an Oymish Misa, and for a Jew it's Heta Gomer? We're allowed to kill an Uber, and if Ben Noach kills an Uber, it's Chayv Misa, that's impossible. So we know for sure that that's an Issa Deraisa to kill an Uber. The only question is, what's the nature of the Issa? Is it an Issa Ritzicha? Or maybe I should say it's just an Issa Chavola. L'may nafkimina, look, if I have five fingers and I cut off one finger, it's an Issa Chavola. Also, l'odam lachbol bi'atzmi, even if the person wants to cut off the finger, he's not allowed to. So even if the woman wants to perform an abortion, she's not allowed to. It's Chavola begufa adam mezosa. What's the difference? Whether you should consider the Issa of abortion and Issa deraisa ritzicha and Issa chavolas. That's a major difference. The Mishnah says in Aholis that on some rare occasions we allow and require that you must perform the abortion. So the Mishnah talks about a case when the mother's life is in danger. Umberes Isha Shiyoshva la Mashber, a woman is in the middle of labor and she's Makasha Lele, and the doctors are afraid that she's going to lose her life if she goes through with this birth. So the Mishnah says you're permitted and obligated to cut up the Uber and to prevent the Uber from killing the mother. So the Rambam seems pretty clear that the only heter to kill the Uber is because the mother's life is in danger, and therefore the Uber has the status of a Redev. But if the mother's life is not in danger, just that the mother's life she'll be weakened by having, she already had 25 babies, she had another baby, she's going to collapse, she'll be weak, but she's not going to drop dead. She'll be schwach, she'll be psychologically schwach, and she won't be healthy. So that's not called a reidiv. So then, according to the Rambam, you're not allowed to perform the abortion. Only heter is when the Uber is a reidiv. And others disagree with the Rambam. They hold no, that the Issa deraisa involved in performing an abortion is an Issa chavola. So you're not allowed to cut off, if you have five fingers, you're not allowed to cut off a finger. Also, lodom lachbo biatzmo. What if you have five fingers and one of the fingers is causing you a lot of pain? And you would like to cut off the finger. You'd rather walk around look like a balmum with four fingers rather than have this constant pain. It's annoying. So then we assume that that's permissible. It's not called osalodam lachbo biatzma. If the person wants, it's medically recommended. So we would permit the chaval in such a situation. So that's the big machlekes. Is it only permissible to perform an abortion when the mother's life is in danger? That's the Rambam shita. Or not. The problem with the Rambam is the difficult Rambam. The Rambam says that the Uber is a Reidiv. The Gemara seems to say the Uber is not a Reidiv. The Gemara says that's Redifa B'Shevi Al-Tasa. The Uber doesn't know what he's doing. He's being pushed out by the natural labor forces of the mother's body. So how did you make the baby into an Uber? How do you make the Uber into a Reidiv? The Gemara says Mishamayhu de Karat Filo. There's no Redifa B'Shevi Al-Tasa. Apparently some wanted to reject the Rambam because the Rambam is against the Gemara. So Moshe Feinstein thinks we have to be machmir for the Rambam's opinion, only to permit an abortion in a situation where the mother's life is mamish endangered. And it's kemat vadai pikuach nefesh. That's what Moshe thinks. He thinks you have to be machmir for the Rambam. And then he says, but the Rambam is against the Gemara. So he says, no, they all, he says, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik Farem is the Rambam. He quotes Rav Chaim, explains how the Rambam distinguishes between a Yolud and an Uber. If the Hotzi Rosho, after the baby's head is out already, so then the baby is a Yolud, he's a Chai. So then the Gemara says, Mishamayhu de Karat Filo. In order to have the right to kill a person, a living person, Midin Reidev, he has to do a Redifa Bikum V'Yaseh. He's not doing a Redifa Bikum V'Yaseh. He doesn't even know that he's doing a Redifa. That's not called a Reidev. But for the purposes of killing an Uber, so even a Redifa B'Shevi Al-Tasa is also called Redifa. So he says, you can't say, we don't, Rav Moshe writes, you can't say, we don't pass him like the Rambam, because the Rambam is against the Gemara. We know how the Rambam read the Gemara. The Rambam distinguished between a Yolud and an Uber. So he thinks that we have to be choshish for the Rambam's opinion. Even though many Rishonim do not seem to agree with the Rambam. And that's all machlekes. Others are not so convinced that you have to be machmir like the Rambam. Others think you can follow Rashi And the Rav HaRishonim, who seemed not to learn like the Rambam, exactly what was given to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai? What took him 40 days and 40 nights? Who carved out the Aseres Adibros? The Ribbono Shel Olam carved it out. Moshe Rabbeinu said, why did it take 40 days and 40 nights to carve out the Aseres Adibros? See, the Pasuk says, El Moshe Amar, the Ribbono Shel Olam tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Ale Elai Hahara, climb up, Ve'yesham, come up on Har Sinai for 40 days. So the Ribbono Shel Olam, in the snap of a finger, he engraved the Aseres Adibros. That didn't take 40 days and 40 nights. But he said, come up to Har Sinai, I'm going to give you Luchas HaEven, that's number one. Number two, Vahatorah. Number three, Vahamitzvah. Number four, Asher Kasafti. Number five, Vahoroisam. He's going to give him five different things. So the Gemara explains, what are the five different things? So the Luchas HaEven, the Ribbono Shel Olam engraved the Luchas HaEven. That didn't take 40 days. HaTorah means HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe Rabbeinu the rest of the Chamish Shulchan Shei Torah. That's how the Gemara understands. Vahamitzvah refers to the Torah Shebal Peh. The Gemara understands Vahamitzvah refers to the Torah Shebal Peh. Asher Kasafti refers to Nevi'im Uksuvim. And the Hayrosam refers to the Mishnayis. Means the Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes Bem. The way to derive details of the Halacha, like what the Mishnayis do, by reading in between the lines of the Chumash. How come it switches from singular to plural, from male to chaser? How come it switches from masculine to feminine? How come you have a word, an extra word, a missing word? So the Torah was dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu in such a way, even letter by letter. Sometimes we learn out of din from male to chaser. The Torah was dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu in such a way to be able to read in between the lines and in between the words to figure out all the details. That's understood with the word L'Hayroisa. So that took Moshe Rabbeinu 40 days and 40 nights. Just taking the Luchas HaEven, that wouldn't take 40 days and 40 nights. But the Ribbono Shel Olam said, come up to Har Sinai, giving you five things. Luchas HaEven, HaTorah, VaHamitzvah, Asher Kasafti, Nevi'im Uksuvim, Lo Hayroisam.
Yor HaChaim, at the end of Tzadriya, says that, sometimes they say Moshe's good as Nabi, and then they say that they think Rabbi Kiva, the Darshan, that Moshe could have been the Mar Menachas. The Or HaChaim says that the way he resolves it, he's saying that Moshe wasn't given the drushes, had a darshan, the Torah from the Pesukim. The way Rebbe explains the Gemara and Brachas, that's what Laharsa means. So he's saying the Or HaChaim is against the...
I thought the Gemara means that the Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes Bem, the principles, the guiding principles are given to Moshe Rabbeinu, the actual drushes, were developed over the centuries. In every generation, the Chachamim added on more and more drushes.
But the guiding principles Moshe was given. So
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. The Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes Bem was given to Moshe Rabbeinu Bahar Sinai. That's what it means.
But don't we have a machlokes with the Midrash HaRabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Tanya?
So the tradition was lost. It was unclear.
We're not clear what the drushes were.
Yeah, the Rambam writes, you never have a machlokes and a halacha l'moshe v'sinai. So they point out, the Rambam is not, it's not a rule. It's a halacha, you can't have a machlokes. How can you have? The Rambam says, you can't have a machlokes and a halacha l'moshe v'sinai because they will never forget the tradition. What do you do if they do forget? Many Rishonim assume that Chatzi Nezik Tzruris is halacha l'moshe v'sinai. And there's a machlokes satanaim about Chatzi Nezik Tzruris. Obviously, they did forget. Sometimes the Rambam just says it doesn't make sense to say that every machlokes in the Gemara was a machlokes what the tradition was. I mean, they forgot everything. They forgot Kol HaTorah Kulo. Once in a while, they did forget something. So here, they forgot exactly what is the nature of the Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes Bem. Is it klal or prat klal? Is it ribui miyut to be ribui? And a chapsan afkamina ledina. So there was a little shikra involved. It's a major shikra. They forgot what the nature of the Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes Bem were, but the Midas were given to Moshe Rabbeinu Har Sinai. Rashi, the Gemara refers to, the Gemara says, Divitarm Divit Kabbalah Lo Yafinan, the first daf in Bava Kama. Divitarm Divit Kabbalah Lo Yafinan. The Gemara says, you can't learn out a din from Navi to shed light on the din and the Chumash. Why the Nevi'im called Divit Kabbalah? So the Shittim Kubetzes on the first daf in Bava Kama, on that Gemara, second daf in Bava Kama, daf Gimel. So the Shittim Kubetzes says it's called Divrei Kivola, words of complaint. the function of a Navi is to complain against the Balabatan, to give Musa, to give Tochacha. Why are you violating this Aver? Why are you violating that Aver? So that's when in the Divrei Tam, Divrei Kivala, Lo Yavin. You can't learn out halachas from Divrei Kivala, from the words of the Navim. Rashi, in the end of Chulin, does not pronounce the word like that. Rashi says that the word, on the side of the Gemara, in Baba Kama, they refer you to that Rashi at the end of Chulin. That he translates the word Divrei Kabbalah, not Divrei Kivala. Divrei Kabbalah refers to Navim and to Ksuvim. Why is it called Divrei Kabbalah? Because the pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe Rabbeinu not only the Luchas Eben, he gave him the Torah, the rest of the Chamisha Chimshin Torah, he gave him Asher Kasafti, gave him the entire Nevi'im Maksuvim. So everything was given to Moshe Rabbeinu in the Nevi'im Maksuvim, but it wasn't given that it should be incorporated in the Kisvei HaKadosh right away. It should be incorporated at a later generation. So it was written down later into the Tanakh. So that's what Rashi quotes on the pasuk, Masa Devar Hashem Biyad Malachi. Why is it called Masa Devar Hashem? He says this is a carryover. Masa means a burden, that it's something that you're carrying over. So he says this was a carryover from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. All the words of prophecy that all the prophets gave, Nevi'im and Ksuvim, everything was already there from Har Sinai. Asher Kasafti, the Nevi'im and Ksuvim. So that's what the Mabit writes in his, the Mabit who wrote the Kiryas Sefer, Al Rambam wrote also a Beis Elokim, a Sefer on Hashkofa and Amunah. It's a classic. So he writes in the Beis Elokim that he davened Nusach Svart in the 1500s in Eretz Yisrael. There were no Ashkenazim. All the Rabbanim were Svartim. All the Balabatim were Svartim. So they all davened Nusach Svart. So in the Birchas Hamazon, at the end of the first brach, they said, Komur, Pesechas Yidecha Masbil Cholchai Ratzayim. So he's bothered with the kasha. The Gemara says in brachas that the first bracha, Azanus HaKol, was composed by Moshe Rabbeinu when the mon came down. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote Ko Amur Pesechas Yadecha Mazbir L'Chol Chai Ratzon. That's in Tehillim. How can it be that Moshe Rabbeinu included? So someone added on the whole line. So you shouldn't say it. So the Gemara says the first bracha was composed by Moshe Rabbeinu. So he says no. Moshe Rabbeinu was given all the Nevi'im Maksuvim, as it says in the Gemara Brachas Tafei, Asher Kasafti El Nevi'im Maksuvim. The Hirosim goes on the Mishnayos. But in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Nevi'im Maksuvim are not yet incorporated into the Kisvei HaKadosh. He was given all of the Psukim of Nevi'im Maksuvim. So he added the line before Azanus HaKol, Pasechus Yadecha Mazbil Chochai Ratzon. After David HaMelech incorporated Ashrei, Tilo le David in the Nevi'im, in Ksuvim, in the Tanakh, so the word Ka'amur was added. In the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, they didn't say Ka'amur, but they said the line, Pasechas Yadecha, Mazbil Chochai Ratzon. That pasuk was given, all the psukim in Tehillim, all the psukim in Nevi'im Ksuvim, that's what he suggested. They were all given to Moshe Rabbeinu. So the line was floating in the air from the days of Maimon HaSinai. After David HaMelech incorporated Tehillim into the Kisvei HaKadosh, so then they added on one word, Ka'amur. May as well say that, may as well mention that this appears in Tanakh now. Now the David added it up. But the pasuk was there from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. Shit ben Kubetz quotes the both Pshatim on the beginning of Bava Kama, Divrei Torah and Divrei Kabbalah Le'afino. So he quotes the Rashi in the end of Chulin, that he translates Divrei Kabbalah, because everything that the Nevi'im Ksuvim say was a tradition from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. And then he has the other Pshat, Divrei Kivalah, words of complaint. That the words of the Nevi'im are always Divrei Musa v'Tochach. They're always complaining against the Tzibur, there should be Chosev v'Tshuva.
What about all the other Nevi'im that Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't, it seems to not know later on, like the Kutis, and all the
Nachla. Right, that's what the Ramban writes in the Hagdamah to Chumash, that when we say that all the Dinim Tariyag Mitzvah is named on the Moshe Messina, all the 630 Mitzvah were given to Moshe Rabbeinu, so it's not exactly 100% accurate. You see that some of the dinim were given to Moshe Rabbeinu later, that he the din of Pesach Sheni and the din of the Mekoshesh and the din of the Megadev, the din of the Yerusha, whatever the Bnei Slavchad. Some of the dinim were clearly given to Moshe Rabbeinu later. So the majority of the dinim, majority of the Tariyag Mitzvahs were given to Moshe Rabbeinu and Har Sinai.
Besides that clarification, the majority, what do you do to the morning guard? Tough days in the dead. They say, "Amalei b'nei Yisrael." They can say, "We've only been given the Chumash in Sefer Yeshua, implying that the Nevi'im and Ksuvim was only because we sinned.
The people sinned. If not for the fact that the Jewish people sinned, we would have only been given the Chamishah Chamishah Torah and Sefer Yeshua Mishum Kvod Hashem Eretz Yisrael, because Yeshua has the Gvulos of Eretz Yisrael, the geography of Eretz Yisrael. It's Kedai to have a Sefer Yeshua to know the geography of Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Vilna Gaon points out. To learn the geography of Eretz Yisrael is considered a chelik of Liman HaTorah. Geography of America is not a chelik of Liman HaTorah, but geography of Eretz Yisrael, that's considered a chelik of Liman HaTorah. Moshe Rabbeinu is the Isha HaHalacha, the Isha Torah, and Rabbi Shalom told him he should Alei Al HaHar Avormazer Eretz Yisrael. Go study the geography of Eretz Yisrael. You see, for a man who's all into learning, that's a chelik of Talmud Torah, to learn geography. But the rest of the Nevi'im Ksuv was just Dibrit Musa V'Tochacha. So the Gemara says, if the Jews wouldn't have sinned, the rest would not have been written down. I don't know. The rest would not have been written down. So what, there are a lot of things in Koheles and Mishlei and Tehillim that have nothing to do with sinning. The Hashkofa, it's a lot of Hashkofa. Why is it that in theory, the Nevi'im are all supposed to be Dibrit Musa V'Tochacha? What about the Ksuvim? Are not all Dibrit Musa V'Tochacha. I don't know. That is a problematic Gemara. The Gemara assumes all of the Nevi'im Ksuvim are Dibrei Kivolo. They're all words of complaint. And if he wouldn't have sinned, none of that would have been given. But there's so much Hashkafa in Ksuvim. I don't know. It's a very good question.
Why does the Rambam ask him at the end of the book that Yeshua is going to be buckled along with the rest of the Ksuvim?
Yeah, that's a good kasha also. The Rambam writes all the Sifrei Nevi'im Ksuvim. The Rambam holds that the institution of Tanakh is a Hirah Shoah for a few thousand years. A Hirah Shoah that we have a Tanakh. The Iker Adin there writes that you only have a Chamishah Chamishah Torah. And the institution of a Tanakh is a temporary project. And the Mos HaMashiach, we won't need it, so we'll just have the Chamishah Chamishah Torah and the Megillah Esther. So what does he do? The Gemara says that Yeshua is important. Sefer Yeshua Mishum Kvodu Shal Eretz Yisrael. I don't know. That's a good question also. I don't know. The Rambam was not the first and not the last to write a Sefer HaMitzvahs. So the Rambam knew that there was a Sefer HaLachas Gedolos written before him in the days of the Gaonim, and he disagrees very strong with a lot of the positions of the Sefer HaLachas Gedolos regarding the Minyan HaMitzvahs. So the Halachas Gedolos counts as three different Isurim, the Din of Loisina from the Aseres Adibras. He counts one Isur, an Eshesish Shezinso is Chayeves Chenek, Naira Hamurasa Shezinso is Chayeves Kilo, and Abbas Koin Shezinso is Chayeves Shreifo. So he counts them as three different Isurim. Abbas Koin is not allowed to be Mezana, an Arusa is not allowed to be Mezana, and an Asua is not allowed to be Mezana. So the Rambam makes fun of the Halachas Gedolos. He says, just because the punishments are different, is not a reason that you should count them as different lavim. Abo alim, abo al bito, abo al achosa, abo al dodosa, these are different arayas. Abo al eshesish, you have to count differently. But all three are eshesish. Abbas Kohen shezinso, and Arusha shezinso, and Esu shezinso. It's all the same thing, it's all eshesish shezinso. It should only be counted as one lav, lo sinov. There's no cause to count it three times. Just because the different punishments, it's not a cause why it should be counted three times. So the Ramban is masig on the Rambam that the Rambam himself violated his own klal. The Rambam counts the pasuk l'sikal cheresh. You're not allowed to curse a deaf person twice. The Rambam counts it. You're not allowed to curse odam yisrael mekal odam yisrael. And then he counts not ala mekal al ovi ve'imo as a separate law. And it's all the same pasuk l'sikal cheresh. There is no separate pasuk for kiddel as ovi ve'imo. And the reason why the Rambam counts it twice is because this is Misa and this is Malkus. Mikal Adam Yisrael is Loike, Mikal Adam is Chayv Misa. So the Rambam himself counts it twice because of the difference of punishment. So what is this Hasoga against the Bahag? Why count the Loisinov three times? Then the Rambam counts Maka of Vimo. Maka of Vimo is Chayv Misa. Where is the Maka that there's a Lab, a Loisese? Not to hit your parent. So the Maka is Lo Yosef Ben Yosef, Maka Adam Yisrael. So it's only one pasuk Lo Yosef Ben Yosef. The Rambam counts the one pasuk twice. Maka Adam Yisrael is Chayv Malkus. If it's a Hakosh, Eim Moshav Epruta. If it's a Hakosh, Yesh Moshav Epruta. So the Pharisee of Torah, Chayv Bachaveru Le Tashlumin. So you pay the money, and you don't get the malkus. Usually in Kamlev the Rabbin, you do the reverse. You give the malkus, you don't make him pay the money. And here there's a Kamlev the Rabbin, not Al Risha Achas Atamachav, Mishum Shtei Rishis, in the reverse direction, that the Chevel Bachavera Hakosh Ein Boshav Pruto gets malkus. Chevel Bachavera Hakosh Yesh Boshav Pruto is Beferishim Zetar Chevel Bachavera LeTashlumen, that he pays and he doesn't get the malkus. He pays and he doesn't get the malchus. So there's one law that says, Lo yesid pen yesid, you're not allowed to beat somebody up. And the Raman counts the one law twice. Maka chaveiro is loike, and maka avima is chayv misa. So that's the Ramban's kash on the Raman. The Raman claims you shouldn't count one law twice, even though the onshim are different. So how come he himself violated his own law? So then the Mishlah Melech points out that there are another two law in which the Ramban could have asked against the Rambam. There are four cases where the Rambam violates his own klal. The third case is in today's parsha, Elikim loise kalil. So there are two levels of interpretation in the pasuk, and the Rambam counts it twice. One pasuk counts twice in the Sefer Mitzvahs. Elikim loshen kodesh, and Elohim loshen chol. You're not allowed to curse HaKodesh Baruch Hu, Megadev. Megadev es Hashem es chayv misa. And the law is Elikim loise kalil. Then one who curses HaMekalil Odom Yisrael is loike, and if the person whom you curse has smicha, he's a rabbi, has smicha, then you get twice malchus. Against what malchus? It's called elakim. Elakim loisakal, like it says, v'nikr balabais elhu elahim. Ashi'ashin elahim, mishalim shalim l'reya, means elahim loshen chol, means bezden. It doesn't mean kodesh. Elahim avia means chol. So it means a dayan who has smicha. Somebody has smicha. So this pasuk is counted twice in the Sefer HaMitzvos. Then there's another pasuk, also today said, I think, Shmos Elohim Achem Lo Yishaskir Lo Yishama Al Picha. So the Rambam quotes from the Gemara, Amesis Es Chaveiro, if I convince someone to worship Avodah Zarah. So the Pasuk says, the Mesis or the Mediach Achayiv Misa. Mesis is Chayiv Misa. The Gemara says, where's the Lav? So the Gemara says, here's the Lav. Shmos Elohim Achem Lo Yishaskir Lo Yishama Al Picha. Then the Rambam also quotes this Pasuk is the Lav for Hanishba B'Shem Avodah Zarah. One who swears in the name of Avodah Zarah, he's supposed to swear Vishmoti Shaveya. That's a form of Avodah Hashem, to swear in the name of Hashem. Just like I believe in God, so too I swear that I don't owe you the money. Hareni Nishba Hashem. Just like I believe in the existence of God, so too I swear I don't owe you this money. So if you swear B'Shem Avodah Zarah, so you're giving a Hashivis to the Avodah Zarah. You're saying that you believe in the Avodah Zarah. So one who swears B'Shem Avodah Zarah, the Rambam says is Loike. So the Rambam counts that lav also twice. Shmos Elam Achim Lo Yisaskir Lo Yisham Al Picha. He counts the pasuk twice. Once goes on Megadev, who's Chayv Misa, and once it goes on Nishba B'Shem Avodah Zarah, who's Loike. So these are the four kashas on the Rambam. The Ramban asks the two kashas by Makal V'Yima and Makal Lo V'Yima. The Rambam counts those psukim twice. And the Mishlam Melech, in his Sefer Derech Mitzvei Secho, in his Kuntvis Derech Mitzvei Secho, he asks the additional two kashas. So the Megillas Esther on the side of the Sefer HaMitzvahs comes to answer all the four kashas. So he quotes from the Sefer Zohar HaRakia. Zohar HaRakia is a small Sefer, a small chibur on the Minyan HaMitzvahs, written by the author of the Tashbetz, the Chuvas of the Tashbetz. Not the Talmud of the Maharam Rutmerg, that's known as the Tashbetz Kot. It's written by the author of the Shadas of Chuvas Tashbetz. He lived in Morocco or something. He lived in North Africa. One of the early Achrenim. So the Zohar HaRakia suggests the only time the Rambam disagrees with the Bahag that it doesn't make sense to count it as different lavim is by Loisinov, because all three forms of the Boal Eish Yisish, they all get Misa. Nara HaMarasa Shazinsa is Skila, and Nesua Shazinsa is Chenek, and the Baskan Shazinsa is Trefa. So they're all Misa, all Misa's Bezen. So that deserves to be counted once. But you can't have, the Rambam holds, you can't have one lav that sometimes has Misa, sometimes Malkus. An Isa that has Misa is called an Isa Chomor. An Isa that has Malkus is called an Isa Kal. Not so Kal, they give you Malkus, but in contrast to an Isa that has Misa, that's called an Isa Kal. You look in the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchas Shuvah, the first page in Hilchas Shuvah, so the Rambam takes a stand on the Machlekes Hatanoim. The Gemara has a Machlekes Hatanoim, whether Yom Kippur is Mechaper only Lashovim, or it's even Mechaper L'Sheinam Shovim. So how will we know? How are we going to know whether Yom Kippur is Mechaper? So the Rambam says, we have adopted the position Yom Kippur is only Mechaper Lashovim. If you don't do Tshuva, Yom Kippur is not Mechaper. There are other Goyim who write before the days of the Rambam. There's some of the Goyim write not like that. Some of the Goyim held that Yom Kippur is Mechaper even Lashenim Shovim. But that's the famous Rambam, the first page in Hilchos Tshuva. He says you never get any mechila without tshuva. And he says Bezdin's mechaper only if he says vidui, and Malkus is mechaper only if he says vidui. And you bring a korban to the Beis Hamikdash, you gain a kapara only if he say vidui. And a person dies a natural death only if he does tshuva. And if you have mahalach dalan amas beretz yisrael and avanois of the mechalim, so the plain Yeshua says, and that gemara at the end of ksuv is only if he does tshuva. The Minkatcher quotes that. He says, these Zionists think that they're going to walk around and they're going to mechilas avenis. I got news for them. My yelta zay that the Pnei Yeshua wrote that you never get any mechilas avenis. I said, do tshuva. So these Zionists, then no one's doing tshuva by them. They're not going to get any mechilas avenis. So the Rambam has this big essay. Yom Kippur is not mechap unless you do tshuva. And Mises Bezdin and Misa Almi Tosa is not mechap. And Malkus and Havras HaKabonis and nothing is mechap except the Sor HaMishtalech. He quotes a Yerushalmi. A soyer mishtaleach is mechapa ala kalos without tshuva. Ala chamuris not, and ala kalos. So what's kalos and what's chamuris? So the Rambam quotes in the Yerushalmi. Krisis and Mises Bezdin is chamuris. And Malkus is called kalos. So that's what the Zohar Harakia picks up based on that Rambam in the first page in the Hilchos Tshuva. So he says the Rambam holds that these four, Mako Avivim, and Mekal Avivim, and Shmoy Salam Chem La Saskiru, and Avivim La Sekalal, have to be counted as each one is two lavim. You can't have one lav. What is it? It's an androgynous. What is it? Does it have Nisa? Does it have Malkus? It can't be both at the same time. Either it's a Nisa Kal or it's a Nisa Chaman. So the Rambam held, it must be that it's Tzvei Dinim, it's both. You get one Pasuk is counted twice. But Lysinov, all the three forms of Lysinov have Nisa's Bezin. So that doesn't pose a problem. That should be counted as one. This Pasuk, Elikim Lysa Kalel, only refers to a Dayan who has Smicha. In Eretz Yisrael, they had smicha. In Babel, they couldn't give smicha. The Gemara says in the first paragraph, you cannot confer smicha in Chutz Lords. That's why today nobody has any smicha. The whole masor of smicha yish min piyish ad Moshe Rabbeinu was broken many years ago. So now there's nobody alive to give smicha. We started to renew this smicha in Eretz Yisrael. They have a Sanhedrin of 71 Rabbanim. They conferred smicha. That's based on the Rambam's Chiddush. The Rambam writes in three different places. He writes in the Pirush HaMishnayos, in the Mishnah Torah, he writes in three different places. He has a Chiddush. He thinks that if all of the Rabbanim of Eretz Yisrael get together and they decide to confer smicha on someone, so that's also a form of smicha. So that's what they're attempting. That's what they attempted in the 1500s. They wanted also to renew the smicha, so they gave smicha to Rabbi Yosef Karo and to a few others. I think one of the lucky winners was the Alshich. Mari Beirav was the Rebbe of Rabbi Yosef Karo. Then they gave smicha to the next generation. So five or six people got smicha, then it conked out. That was the end of the story. A lot of the Sfarim say that the reason why they always follow the psokim of Moron, Rabbi Yosef Karo, is because he got smicha, and the others didn't get smicha. So because he was a musmach, so that's why they always follow Moron. Moron HaBeis Yosef. So that's the question, is there another root of smicha? If all the Rabbanim and Eretz Yisrael gathered together, they should be able to be mechadish smicha. So that's questionable. But the regular smicha, yish mipish, amosh ha'avena, that conked out a long time ago. Because smicha can only be conferred in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, they had such a gzeris hashman, so they couldn't continue with the smicha. So the Gemara has, in the third perik in Maseches Moedkot, you have perik Eilam Megalchan. So the Gemara has all the dinim of Avelis there. So not only Avelis when someone dies, so the relatives observe Avelis, there's a din of Avelis, if Bezin puts someone in Cherem, so they curse him, he should drop dead. A Cherem is a curse, the fellow should die. And even before he dies, he's in a certain sense considered a Gavrik Tila, and he has an obligation to observe Avelis on himself. So that's why the Gemara has all the din, that's how the Netziv explains in his commentary on the Shultas. A Menuda or a Muhram, Cherem is a Mochamadika form, Nidu is a lighter form of a curse, he should drop dead. End of the story, is going to be dead. They're both going to be dead. But the nidr is a lighter form, and cherem is a mochamadigra form. There's a machlekes in Rishonim, are there three forms, nidr, cherem, and shamto, or the two forms? One is nidr, and cherem and shamto is the same thing. It says, Poritz geri shechen onochash. Onochash was always traditionally assumed to be a Rosh Yitev, is nidr, cherem, shamto. So that's a machlokes. Are there really two levels or three levels? So that's also a din of Nihu Gavelis, the one whom the Bezin curses that he should drop dead. We treat him like a Gavrik Tila in a certain sense. He has to observe Gavelis for himself. So the Gemara has there, whom do you curse that they should drop dead? People are doing averis, so the Bezin curses them. Bezin puts them in Nidui, Bezin puts them in Shamto. So what if it's a rabbi? What if it's a rabbi who did something improper? So the Gemara says, Mishum Kavod HaTorah, he doesn't deserve Kavod. The rabbi who's having an affair with one of his members, he doesn't deserve any Kavod HaTorah, but the Torah deserves Kavod. So you're going to put the rabbi in Nidui, it's going to be a bizoin to the Torah. So you try to give Makas Mal, you try to cover up. If it doesn't help, so you got no choice. So then you have to put him in Nidui. So the Gemara writes there, Bimarove in Eretz Yisrael, when a Tzurva Midrabbanim and a Tamachachim did something improper, they wouldn't put him in Nidui. In Bubble, they would put in Nidui. In Bimarove, they wouldn't put in Nidui. They would give Makas Mardis instead. Why was there a difference between the practice in Eretz Yisrael and the practice in Bavel? So the Nesiv explains in his commentary on the Shiltas, because in Bavel they didn't have smicha. So if you curse a rabbi, he's a reverend. He's not a rabbi. So only Yoivam one aver of Lesa Kalacherish. The rabbis in Eretz Yisrael did have smicha. Smicha was conferred in Eretz Yisrael. So if you're going to curse a rabbi in Eretz Yisrael, you're in violation of two averes. Violation of the aver Lesa Kalacherish. In addition to that, in violation of Daver Elohim, Elohim Laisakalo, Loshon Chol, Elohim Laisakalo. So that's why in Eretz Yisrael they wouldn't put the rabbis in Cherem, because the heter that the Shliach Bezna has to curse people, it's a special heter the Shliach Bezna has to hit people and to destroy their property and to kill. They have a heter also sometimes to kill. Bezna Makleyan Shishleim Anadin, and to curse people and so on. Well, the heter, so maybe it's only a heter to curse a person when there's only one isur. But to curse a rabbi who has bona fide smicha with a two isurim, so maybe then the heter doesn't apply. Like the Gemara has a discussion. The Shliach Bezin is the one who puts people in cherem. He's the one who curses. So what if the Shliach Bezin's father is the one who deserves the cherem? Is he allowed to curse his own father? Because when he curses his own father, he's in violation of two lavim. Violation of cursing Kol Adam Yisrael, violation of cursing his own father. Or the Bezin sends a Shliach Bezin to beat somebody up, and that someone happens to be his own father. Is he allowed to beat up his own father? If he beats someone else up, he's only violation of one lav. Le Yosef Ben Yosef is one lav. If he's going to beat up his own father, it's going to be an additional lav of Makov V'Yimai. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin has a whole discussion about that. Ben Maushi Yosef Shliach Le'oviv Le'hakoso Le'kalalo. The head that the Shliach Bezin has, maybe it's only Mater the one Isim, maybe it's not Mater the two Isim. So that's what the Nitziv interprets that in Eretz Yisrael. If they would curse the rabbi, if they would put a rabbi in Nidui, the rabbi had real bona fide smicha, so then there would be a double Isir. So that's why Habu Mimnu Rabbanon. They would avoid putting a rabbi in Cherem. They would rather give him Machas Mardis. Elakim Loisakalol, Venasi bi Amcho lo sa'or. Inadla lo sa'or means inadla a curse. Oru means the curse. Who's Nasi bi'amcha lo sa'or? Nasi, the Ramban writes, there are two pshatim. There are two people included in Nasi. One is the Ramban writes, he's not sure. One is the Melech. The Melech is the Nasi. The other one is the Ramban, I'm not sure, is the Rosh HaSanhedrin. The Ramban writes that's it. They're both included. And the Ramban HaChumash is not sure whether Rosh HaSanhedrin is included. Why? Because the Gemara in Horiyah says there's a din of Sawyer and Nasi. If a person is Mechal Shabbos B'Shoigig, a Hedyot, a private individual, Mechal Shabbos B'Shoigig, he brings a Chatos, a Kizbo Sirah. What if it's the Kohen Gadol who violated Chil Shabbos B'Shoigig? So he brings a Par Kohen Mashiach, he brings a Par Abba Kol HaMitzvos. If he was Mechal Shabbos B'Shoigig, he's not Yotze with the Kizbo Sirah, he has to bring a Par Abba Kol HaMitzvos. And what if it's the Melech? So he brings a Soyer Nasi. If the Melech is Mechal Shabbos B'Shoigig, he has to bring a sawyer. So the Gemara says, Rebbe asked the student Reb Chiya, I'm the Rosh HaSanhedrin, but I'm not the Melech. During the lifetime of Rebbe, there was no Jewish Melech. After the Churban Bayis Sheni, there was no Melech. So Rebbe asked his Talmid Reb Chiya, would I be chayv to bring the sawyer Nasi? And it says, Asher Nasi Yechto, does the word Nasi there refer only to the Melech, or does it refer also to the Rosh HaSanhedrin? So Reb Chiya answers them, no. The din of Soyer Nasi only applies to the Melech, doesn't apply to the Rosh HaSanhedrin, because the Mashmos and the Pasuk is that it's only talking about the Nasi who has the top position, He's the highest minui in Klal Yisrael. So that's only the Melech, because the Rosh HaSanhedrin has the Melech on top of him. So the Rambam understands that the term Nasi, by Soyer Nasi, by a Chatas, Abba, Kol HaMitzvahs, the Chatas from the Mechal Shabbos B'Shoigeh, there the word Nasi does not include Rosh HaSanhedrin for a local reason, because the Mashmos of the Pasuk is Mishael Mamal Mamenu El Hashem Elokov. But whenever you have another pasuk like over here, Nasi Biamchal Asar, and you have another din of Nasi, so it includes both the Melech and the Rosh HaSanhedrin. Ramban writes on Chumash, he's not sure. Maybe it's not so. The Tanoim understood the pasuk, Ki Igof Shori Sheshori Yehu. When Reuben Shor damages Shimon Shor, Kigav Shari Shari Yehu, Shari Yer Pratlu Shor Shal Hegdish and Pratlu Shor Shal Nochri. That Shor Shay Sol Shanogach Shor Shal Nochri is Potter. Or Shor Mazikas Hegdish is Potter. Kigav Shari Yehu, Pratla Hegdish and Pratla Akum. The Ben Ezra quotes one of the Karoim. The Karoim didn't like to go along with the drushes of the Tanoim. Like the Tztukim is Manabayas. So one of the Karaim interpreted the pasuk, he gave Shor Ish, Ashor Reyehu, the Shor is no gave his friend. Reyehu Ashor. It doesn't mean Reuven Shor was Negech Shimon Shor. It means Petzi was Negeach, whatever, a booby. So the Ibn Ezra quotes this one of the Karaim. So he makes fun of it. So he says, Ein L'Shor Reya Ela Ben Zuta Belvad. His name was Ben Zuta. So he says, the Behemoths don't have friends. Only Ben Zuta is a friend of the Behemoths. He says, the Drosha Satanoim is correct. Kigav Shori Shor Reyehu. Reyehu means another. Shor belongs to another human being. Prato Shor Shal Hegdish and Prato Shor Shal Akum. Salvechik was fond of saying over that Ibn Ezra. Ein L'Shor Reyehu Ela Ben Zuta Belvad. This Karoi. We were discussing the other day the din of Shor HaNiskal, that a Shor Shaharges Adam gets skila. The pasuk says Sokali Sokal Hashor Velo Yeochal Es Besara. So the Gemara says, if it says Sokali Sokal Hashor, you didn't shecht it. So obviously it's also Bachila Mitam Nevela. Any Yedeshi Nevela, Nevela Asur Bachila. Matam Alam Velo Yeochal Es Besara. What does it have to say? If you didn't shecht it, it's in his Nevela. So it must be Lo Yeochal Es Besara means that it's even Asa Bahanor. So when does the Isa Hanor set in? So the Pashup Shat, we assume, the Pashup Shat in the Gemara in Bava Kama, Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis, just yesterday, we were working on it. Mishenig Mardino, Asabano, when Bezin makes the Gemardin includes the Nisa Hano. So the Rabbi Natam in Sanhedrin, Daf Pei, has the whole Arichas. He says that the Rabbi Natam there also, and then Vav and Al for the Tap Taisis. Rabbi Natam says, the Shoran Niskol is Muta Bahano Amichayim. It only becomes Asabano Alachamisa. If you'll shecht it though, let's say Shchot Alacha Shenig Mardina Osabano. That's a Gemara. Why is that? So that Dvar Avram has an essay. He's not sure exactly what the Rabbi Natam is driving at. Does the Rabbi Natam mean to say that the Isa Hano is not Chal Aidei the Gemardin, but it's rather the Isa Hano is Chal Aidei the Kiyam Oynish Mises Bezdin? But it's considered an Oynish Mises Bezdin whether he gave the Shor Skilo, he gave the Shor Shchita. Like a human being, if you can't give him skila, straight for Eric Chenis, you give him another form of death. So if I have a shor and I shechted, so the shechita is the form of skila. So that's called the kiyamaynish misas bezin. Rabbi Natan meant to say that the isra hanah is not chal with the gemardin, it's rather chal with the kiyam ha'oynish, and the shechita constitutes the kiyam ha'oynish. Well, the Rabbi Natan maybe meant to say, no, the Gemardin creates the Isa Hano, but it says, Lo Yochel Es Besorei. The Isa Hano is only Chav when it's Basar. Cause man, the animal is alive. It's not called Tzleish. It's a live animal. So you have to wait till the animal is dead. Either dead Ayidei Mises Bezna, dead Ayidei natural death, or dead Ayidei Shechita, however. That'll happen af Kemina. What if they gave a Gemardin to the show, then it gets a heart attack? Sure, he's the newspaper that he gave him a Gmardin. He's watching television. He gave him a Gmardin. He gets a heart attack and he drops dead. So would you say the Shor is also Banor, according to Rabbeinu Tamana? According to other Rishonim, the Gemara then makes the Yisar no. That's it. Of course it tells him no. But according to Rabbi Natan, you're allowed to ride on horseback on the shore until you actually give it the Mises business. Mutabano after the Gemara then. So why did he say Mutabano? Because it's not yet called Besoroi, it's only called Basai after it's dead. Or because the Kiya Minish Mises Bezdin creates the Yisar no. Now Kamina will be the made a Gemara then, then it dies a natural death. There never was a Kiya Minish Mises Bezdin. The Pashto says that Rabbi Natam also agrees that the Gemara Din creates the Yisar HaNor. It's against the Gemara to say the other way. The Pashto says that Rabbi Natam also agrees that Gemara Din creates the Yisar HaNor, but it's on the condition that it only becomes Asa Banor B'Poyel when it's called Besorah. Kol's Man it's alive, it's not called Besorah. There's another Shor that gets a Skila, that Shor HaRaveh V'Hanirva. That's by Roveya, and then by Nirva also. For Zohar is Roveya Behema. So the Shor Roveya Behanirva is also Chayv Skila. Is the Shor Roveya Behanirva also Bahano? The Pasuk is only over here, Lo Yochalas Besorah. So the Tosis in Zvachim, the first daf on the first Mishnah, in Perak, Kala Zvachim Shenisarvu, that's known as Perak HaTarubis. Kala Zvachim Shenisarvu. The Taisus has two opinions about that. So then they say, you can't have two opinions. That's the famous Gemara. That the Shor Raveh Banirva is also Asa Banor. It's not Shaykh to have to. If you don't learn Gemara, you can have two opinions. And once you learn Gemara, it's Beferish. It's not Shaykh to have two opinions. I remember once I was learning in Broy's Beis Medrash. So one of the boys was learning Yerideya. So the Shach in Yerideya quoted a Gemara, Perek HaTarubis. So the boy never heard of Perek HaTarubis. But it was a yekeh, so he knew that in the end of the Mishnais, they have a list of all of the prakim in Mishnais alphabetically arranged for one who has yahrzeit, and he wants to learn the prakim in Mishnais to spell out the Rashi Tevis of the name of the Nifter. So they have every perik in Mishnais, whether it starts with Aleph Beis Gimel. So he was trying to find out, where is perik HaTaruvis? So he looked on the Hey HaTaruvis, and it wasn't there. He looked on the Tuf Taruvis, and it wasn't there either. The reason why is because the perik begins with the words Kol HaZvachim Shenisarvu. Taisus calls it Perek HaTaruvis. Usually the name of the Perek is by the first word in the Perek. Here it's not based on the first word. Here it's based on the theme of the first Mishnah. Yeah. Maybe this carries over to Adam also. Maybe you should say when you make a Gmar Din Lemisa for a human being, maybe it also creates an Isa Hanor. Maybe it's not only by Shor. That's one opinion in Rishonim. There's a Machloik. There's two Girsas in the Gmar, the end of the first Perek in Erechin. When a person dies, so a mace is also bano. What about the seir hamace? The seir hamace is also bano. Or do you say no? The hair keeps on growing after people die. So the hair didn't really die. The hair wasn't really alive when the person was alive. It didn't really die when he dies. So it's not exactly, the death doesn't really affect the hair. So Taisus has two girsas in the Gemara. You look at the last daf in the first parak in Erechin. There's a Chubas HaRashbo, has two girsas in the Gemara. So that's a machlokes Rishonim, where the Seir Hameis is also Bahano or not. So some of the Rishonim had a Giras in the Gemara in the end of the first Perek in Erechin. If a person dies a natural death, his hair is Mutta Bahano. If a person is Nigmadina Lemisa and the Bezin gave him the death penalty, then his hair is also Bahano. Why? Because the Gemara Din, in addition to the Din that a Mace is also Bahano, there's another halacha that a Gemara Din creates in Isa Hano. So they took this pasuk by the Shor HaNiskal, the Lo Yochalas Besar, that the Gemara Din and the Shor HaNiskal creates in Isa Hano, and they carried it over to human beings also. According to one Girsa in the Gemara, when you make a Gemara Din Lenisa on a person, so the Gemara Din Lenisa always creates an Isa Hano. Not Kamina Wilchab for the Seir, that if a person dies a natural death, only the Besar HaMes is also Hano. And if you had a Gemara Din Lenisa, then the Gemara Din will even include the Seir. The Seir will be also Hano. You have the pasuk by the shor hatam and the shor muad. He only becomes a shor muad buhuad bivolov if the witnesses come and testify in the presence of the bala shor. He cannot be mekabelatis shaloi bifnei balbin. You have a bala shor v'yamed al shorah. The Gemara says buhuad bivolov. You have to testify that the shor is a shor shorag, shor sheizik in the presence of the bala shor. So this is the source of the din. You have to have kabbalah say this bifnei balbin. So there's a peladik gemara in the end of Bava Kama and Agoizel. Quoted in the Shulchan Aruch HaChayish Mishpat, that if you have a big Shas HaTchak, then we allow Kabbalah Seder Shaloi B'Fnei Balin. Mazeh? Shas Hatchak, he can make a lana din the Rabbanon. Rabbis made a chumra with the Rabbanon, so b'shas Hatchak, he can revert back to the din the Raisa. But if it's a din the Raisa, pasuk and chumish, how can he be make a b'shas Hatchak? It's a big problem. So the Yerushalmeach has a fantastic suggestion on this, but we'll have to save it for some other time. Okay, off we go. Have a good Shabbos, everybody. I'll see you next Monday. I think I'll